Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girl. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you? How's your weekend? We've been off for about a week, right? What you been up to?
Yes. I am fabulous. Just planning my next event, which will be even more fabulous. The Bad Girl Conference is coming up August 29th. Thought I'd just shout that out right now. More details to come, but ladies, mark your calendars, save the date right now for Saturday, August 29th, the second annual Bad Girl Conference. We are coming out the gate strong with the second one. I am so excited for this one. Great inspirational conference. For those of you that don't know, Blessed and Delivered is the acronym for Bad Girls. So how are you?
I'm well. Excited to be back and miss all you guys. Hope everyone had, like, a great Easter. Well, how did you spend your Easter?
Yes. Easter was good. Church was great. It was a really good service. I'm happy that I went. I go to church anyway just about every Sunday. But it was definitely a special Sunday because, you know, it was, as some say, Resurrection Sunday. And I actually start using that term now. So I love it. It's great because it's the day that, you know, that, well, it's around the time anyway, that Jesus died on the cross and he rose again for our sins. So we know that he is risen as a Christian believer. That's what we believe. So I was really excited about that because it reminds us every year that he did sacrifice his life for us on the cross. And that's important,
right?
Because I don't know no man, no woman, nobody, not even your mama or your daddy who's going to do that. So I thank Jesus for that, if nothing else, you know? So that was great.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, how was Easter for you guys?
It was pretty good. Went to different family houses and you know, like movies and stuff like that. But it was pretty good. I was so stuffed. I brought food from everywhere. And I still have leftovers today. What is it, Tuesday? So I'm still good. I didn't have to cook for 2 days now. So it was pretty good. I went to... I don't see my grandma that often, like maybe twice a month. So I went to church with her, and it was kind of cool.
Nice. That's cool. Good, good, good. And you know
what?
The only thing I have to say, though, about, you know, Easter weekend, I noticed that this is just becoming more and more of a trend that I think, like every other holiday, it loses its meaning after a while, I think, for some people. Because now it's just a fashion show. Everybody wants to show off their Easter outfit. So I purposely didn't post a picture because I'm like, everybody's, like, showing their Easter outfit. And if you did, it's cool, but I think people have just lost the meaning of it. Like, oh, I got to go out and get me a new outfit for Easter Sunday. And I did not go out and buy me and Trent a new outfit either. I'm like, I got enough clothes. It's cool. I'll wear what I got. I got some cute stuff. Same thing since last spring.
Yeah, no, I didn't even post either. Honestly, didn't even have time to post. You know, sometimes it's like people get so wrapped up in like, let me take a picture, let me like mark this moment that you don't even enjoy the moment, you know. And like,
exactly.
I was so busy, I was running around. It was like such a great time with my family and friends, and I didn't even have time. I did take some pictures, but I didn't have time to like post it and stuff like that, and whatever. But yeah, live in the moment,
like. Right. Later on, maybe you could be like, oh, this was from the other day. I was, you know, having a great time with my family or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how I think so. Yeah, if you had time, fine. But don't go out of your way like, I got to post this picture on Instagram or Facebook right now. No, you're not enjoying that moment with them. So do that. Cool. Well, this is our Tasty Tuesday, people. So we're going to share just a couple of our favorite foods. We're going to talk about food because, honestly, we love food. I mean, right then, we both love food. Like, buy us a meal and we're
happy. We love food a little too much.
You
want to
go to lunch? Oh, my gosh. I had a couple of lunch dates. So I'm like, yeah, sure, we can go to lunch. Let me stop because I don't want anybody here thinking like, oh, really, you went out with him too for food? Like, not like that. Not like that. But I do enjoy good food. And I just want to say that, like, I am working out and everything and exercising, but I noticed that I need to do it even more because I enjoy food so much that, you know, I just got to be careful. So I'm like, I ain't going to really slow my food intake down, maybe a little bit, because I want to try everything. But I'm just going to increase my workout game. That's what I've come to, you know, come to conclude, that I just need to up that game. You know, for real. Like, I don't want to slow the food down, so I need to work out harder. That's all.
Right. And,
am I wrong?
And just eat healthier as well.
Yeah. There are some really good healthy foods. There are some really good healthy foods. Matter of fact, a coworker and I went out to lunch today, and I tried the quinoa. I don't know how to explain what quinoa is. It's like
quinoa?
Some type of grain.
No.
Yeah. It's like some type of grain, and it's good, though. And you can mix it with, like, I think this one was mixed with, like, corn. And it was good. But she was like, no, I'm not trying that because it's healthy. She's like, I don't eat healthy foods. But I'm like, there are some really delicious, healthy foods out there.
That's
so
silly. Did they really say they don't eat healthy food?
Oh, no.
That's so insane.
Like, everything else. No, she'll eat whatever. She'll eat junk and rice. We have the white rice. The fried this, fried that. She's like, is that a healthy salad?
You know,
I'm not eating it. I'm sure this salad is a bomb right now.
You know, I had this really good friend of mine that was working out. And then, like, right before she goes to the gym with her trainer, she would eat, like, a pie of pizza.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, if I'm just
that's a step up, definitely. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so listen, guys, you know, we're going to share a couple of recipes in just a few. But before then, oh, and you can call in, too. You can call in and share, like, something that's your favorite that maybe you're going to be making over the summers. Maybe it can be healthy, something to cool off, you know. We got some really good cucumber and tomato salads. We'll talk about that later. I love those. Well,
732-2900.
Give us a call and a few. And, yeah, we can keep on talking about food. I could talk about food all day long. Matter of fact, this is a really great story. I was walking across the street with, again, a coworker. And we had just come back from lunch. And the crazy thing is that I almost got hit by a car because I was so focused on talking about Five Guys that I wasn't paying attention to where I was going. It's funny now, but it's kind of sad. He, like, literally pulled me back out from walking across the street into the moving van because I just was so focused. I was like, Five Guys, yes, that's my favorite place.
Oh, Marita, you poor thing.
Food almost killed me. Talking about food almost killed me. Side note, folks, so, Jen, I don't know if you've heard this, right? There is this crazy thing that I've seen on Facebook, and it talks about some religious group is now talking about women that have C-sections don't really give birth. I'm like,
what?
That doesn't make sense. Yes.
That's
maybe
the craziest thing ever.
Come out the vagina. And that was a lazy way of giving birth. That scar you have under you is called a lazy scar. I'm like, how freaking dare? First of all, if you bear the child in your stomach, that's enough right there. You laboring and carrying that baby. What? Now,
oh my goodness,
plenty of women that have to have one for multiple reasons, first of all, because sometimes health reasons,
medical reasons,
emergency risk, and they need to, like, get that baby out of your stomach right away. So I really find this ridiculous that they said this.
To me, it's just plain ignorance, because, like you said, some people have to have it done because of medical reasons. Like if the baby is, I think it's called Birch or something like that, and it's coming out feet first, they have to go in and take it out through C-section, or the mother and the child will die. So it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
These days, people just like find a cause and run with it without researching. That's what I'm saying. People, don't believe everything you read, and definitely do your own research. And everything, you can't find everything on Wikipedia. That's
I know.
Ridiculous.
I can't think
it's
it.
Crazy.
They said they find that women that have natural childbirth is more superior than those that have C-section. All you
Yikes.
Do is laugh. I'm like, what? What group is this? Matter of fact, I think I'm going to leave the group now. Hold on. Let me see. It was like some advice from Matriarch. Wait, good advice from Matriarch Graber on behalf of the Circle of Matriarchs. I don't know.
Please.
I don't even
the
know.
The name even sounds lame.
It really does. And it was like, if God decided to call you home, it is not up to you or the doctor to reject him. So they're saying even, I guess, in detrimental situations, in fatal cases, that, yes, you both can just die. What? Oh, no.
That's ridiculous.
No, no.
That's just ridiculous. I can't.
That's just crazy.
Oh, people.
I did read the story, though, speaking of that, though. This lady had four kids, so quadruplets, and she died at childbirth. And left her husband with, it was three girls and one boy. And so the mom moved in to help and take care of the babies and all that stuff. I was like, and he was like 27 or 28. So he was young. They were a young couple. But it was so sad. And they had been waiting all this time to have babies. And then finally she got pregnant, had the baby, and she died during childbirth. But left him with three girls and one boy, but he was like, you know, he's really happy that he has the babies and he's going to raise them on his own no matter what. So I was like, such a sad story. Oh, my God.
But I heard he got a lot of money on Kickstarter, too. No, GoFundMe.
Oh, really? Yeah, they
usually
donate.
I think they started
like that. First of all, he's going to need some help with all them kids. Four? And those are his first, and they come all at one time? Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. No break.
And he's a man raising them? Oh, my God. Yeah, he going to need to have a mother-in-law in there for real. But, you know, some guys probably would have bailed. They're probably like, I don't want these kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he could have left the situation and be like, I can't handle this on my own. Now my wife is gone, and now I'm just left here raising these babies? I don't think so. So I commend him just for even doing that, because even though that's his responsibility and he should have, some men will not do that. So God bless him all the way, definitely. Well, I've been listening to this song over and over and over today, and I actually know someone who's dating Charlie Hamilton. Yeah, Charles Hamilton.
Ooh, you're putting it out there?
No, I'm not going to say who. But, yeah, so hopefully we can get an interview soon, if you're listening, girl.
Cross your fingers.
So, we are New York reigning, Charles Hamilton and Rita Ora. Enjoy, and we'll be back to talk about some food, because it's Tasty Tuesday right here on the Late Night Girl.
Yeah, you just got to bend your knees on beat, you know? Miles from home, my style has grown. Sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of only to me. Spoil me with your bad. You are like royalty, baby, catch that. See the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing with other than to sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top
Won't
five
you,
in the
baby,
game.
In the city life, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck in where your mind.
And keys before bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place, it's a late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot, I guess I rap for you. Chivalry, I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I want to tease you just to laugh at you. Sort of make up to be a fashion move. Come on. My brain, you call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great, but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane, but when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you. I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am. You're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss. What all we miss? You all what I miss, and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss from the world, but with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly want to slip the awesomest kiss. Call me whenever, call me forever. As long as I can call us together.
Want you, baby,
I love you.
In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. There's nothing right.
You
I'm stuck
fun
you when you're miles away. In New York, raining. In New York, raining. It's too much, babe, I need you. It's too much, babe, I need you.
All right, welcome back to the Late Night Girls. For those of you that are tuning in just now, it is Tasty Tuesday. And yes, we are talking about some really, really good food. Yes, because we love our food. And right now, actually, if you join us on our Facebook page, the Late Night Girls, I'm actually posting a really good shrimp and deviled egg recipe. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that sounds great.
So good. Oh, my gosh. Just the picture alone. And one, I love deviled eggs. Well, my mom would, like, say, what did she say? Angel eggs. yeah, instead of saying the devil, which I don't blame her. So check out that recipe. I just posted the link just now on our Late Night Girls Facebook page, but I can just read it really quickly. So let's see. This is all you need. Deviled eggs are really simple, right? All you need is eggs. You need some mayonnaise. You just chop up. You just need some chopped, small cooked shrimp peeled. And then it says you need a whole small cooked shrimp. Okay, and you're going to chop up those green onions, fresh chopped parsley. You need some black pepper and salt. And then that's it. Oh, and some paprika. That is it. See, I love simple stuff like this. I'm like, I could just go buy a frozen bag of shrimp, you know, that are already cooked. But nowadays, shrimps in the bag are so freaking expensive, though. Or either I'm just getting cheap. I don't know which
one it is. Well, where do you go? Like, Walmart has it for like $5.
Wait, how much?
$5. A whole big bag, a pound of shrimp for $5. A medium-sized shrimp. I'm so serious, though.
Why do I?
You're going to have to come shopping out here, then.
What do I see the bags for, like, $18, $20, $15? And I'm just like, really? Is there a particular brand?
You need a Walmart.
There actually is a Walmart. I never go to that one because it's not so close to my house.
How do you not go to Walmart? Everything's, like, cheaper.
I don't really go to the Walmart grocery store, but I will start now. Everybody keeps telling me that the Stop and Shop is way more expensive. They really do. And I'm starting to think so now. I'm really starting to believe it. Like, you know, you don't believe stuff at first, but I'm starting to believe it. what else? Oh, girl. I still have not made this yet, but it's on my list. It's to make the crock pot macaroni and cheese. Everything you
need.
What is it? The crock pot macaroni and cheese. It's supposed to be really simple.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you can make that in there. So that's still on my list to make. Someone did say that they made it and it was really good. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to check it out when I get a minute.
Yes.
But what I do.
But just invite me over.
I certainly will. And, you know, this is my staple recipe right now, which is my creamed corn. You get some fresh corn and you cut that up. You put a little bit of milk in it. You have your little salt and pepper. You put, I always say that wrong. Oh, Philadelphia cream cheese in it and butter. Mm-hmm. And you just mix it all together and put it in the crock pot. And that is so simple. That is all you need to make you some fresh creamed corn. When I tell you I do not, I mean I absolutely do not eat the canned cream corn anymore that, like, I think it's like Del Monte or something makes. No, never again. It's like once you go cream corn the natural way, you will never go back. I mean, I've never tasted anything more delicious in my life. So
it is actually really good.
Really, really, really good. And, you know, just now that the summertime is coming and a lot of people are trying to get in shape, there are so many great, healthy recipes out there. Like I mentioned briefly before, cucumber and tomato salad is the bomb. And if you add, like, some dried cranberries to it, you can even do some, like, roasted peanuts but with, like, the honey glaze. Just add, like, just a little bit. Just give a little bit of sweetness to it. And some little chunky. You don't have to do nuts if you're allergic, but obviously. And then really that's it. Get a little bit of like a wishbone Italian dressing, or you don't even have to do that because, you know, you can get the low-fat kind. But there's also what I've done is just get a little lemon juice and sprinkle it. Lemon juice, that is all you need. Sprinkle it over that salad because you know what's going to give you the flavor once you add the cranberries. That adds a little bit of flavor to it. There's also the Salad Supreme Seasoning by McCormick. That is delicious. And you just sprinkle just a little bit over it if you want to add some extra kick to it. But I'm telling you, that lemon, the lemon juice is great for salads. And then you've got the cucumbers and the tomatoes. So, of course, that's really healthy for you. And it's great. Also, what you can do is add maybe like the little baby halo oranges. And you know what? Just cut those, throw those in there. That is awesome. And then even better, summertime watermelon. Make a watermelon, cucumber, and tomato salad. I've actually mixed all those together.
That sounds great.
And it is the bomb. It's like refreshing on like a really, really hot day, and you want to like have that for lunch, or when you get back home from work, and you're like, okay, especially if you've done like a little workout. You eat that and you're like refreshed. It's like, ooh, especially with the watermelon, if it's cold. I just love these things. I tend to eat a whole lot healthier, though, during the summertime and when it's hot because I feel like I need more smoothies and things like that. I'll buy, like, lots more fruits and vegetables and things like that. Everybody kind of tends to eat a little bit heavier, I think, during the wintertime. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. What do you think, Jen?
I always eat heavy, so I'm not sure why. But I think so.
I feel like
I don't know.
Yeah.
When it gets
I don't know. What's
cold.
Some good dessert?
Desserts? Well, one dessert that I do like, and it's more towards for the holiday, but is eggnog custard pie. And I love custard, but this is like with a twist, like just add eggnog instead of, I guess, milk or something. And I'm not going to go over all of the ingredients. We're going to post it up. But trust me, it's, like, so good, and it's, like, a little twist. And you can have it all year round because eggnog is great. And I think that's kind of great.
You know, I've never been really that much of an eggnog person. I don't know why.
Really? I like eggnog.
But, if nobody brings it around, then I'm just not going to have it. But if they do, I'll drink it. I don't know. One thing that I do love, and I I had the recipe from my grandmother, was the Rice Krispie treats, peanut butter Rice Krispie treats style. That
I never had those.
I was never able to make it, just like my grandmother. Did you just say you never had them? Oh, my God.
No, I never had the peanut butter ones. I've had Rice Krispie treats, and I'm really not a fan. I love Rice Krispies with cereal in a bowl, but the Rice Krispie treats, I'm not such a huge fan of it. I don't know why.
No, it depends on how you got it. Now, see, if you just got the Rice Krispie treats from an actual company like Kellogg's and it's in the pack, no. Mm-hmm. That ain't really all that. But when you had homemade Rice Krispie treats, that's a whole different ballgame. And then when you add a little peanut butter to it, oh, my gosh, you talk about a great snack, a great dessert. My grandmother actually used to sell these at her house for, like, 50 cents. Like, she had a little candy store. She would make her own huge tray of it, cut them up in squares, and, like, she was a candy lady. And people came over, and they would be a huge fan of the Rice Krispie treats. So,
well, yeah, I got to try those.
Yeah, so everybody's been trying to copy that recipe. One of my aunts was able to get it, like, really, really good. As a matter of fact, when I go home, I want to call her and tell her I'll pay you for a tray of them. So I can along the way. I might have to bring some up for you, Jen, you know, just so you can try.
Yeah, definitely. I want to try it. Bring some up. Don't eat it on the way. I'm sure I have it.
Definitely.
Another recipe which I really, really love is one thing I love, which is a staple with anything I eat, is rice. And I like all types of rice. But pineapple fried rice, it's a Thai dish.
Ooh.
And I absolutely have it. You ever had it before?
I've had pineapple fried rice from these carts from the, I don't know if it was the Asian or Thai place. Which one is that? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Thai. Yeah, it's Thai food. Okay. I think it really goes like in Thailand. But it's like so awesome. It's a little long, the ingredients. So again, we're gonna post this on. But it basically
you're breaking up a little bit. Well, you're not breaking up. You're sounding a little muffled. Are you speaking into the mic?
Can you hear me better?
Okay.
I'm
yeah. Perfect.
Speaking to the mic. So basically, I was saying like. It's kind of, the list for ingredients is kind of long, but we're going to post this up as well. And it takes about 1 hour and 5 minutes to make. But once it's done, you know, it's like so delicious. And it's like a nice little twist, like when you get the juices of the pineapple with the rice mixed in and everything, it's like so delicious. And it's like one of my favorite things. Definitely try that for sure. And another thing that I like a lot is like fish taco. First, I wasn't big into like taco.
Huh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I haven't. No, I can hear you. No, I haven't heard. I haven't eaten fish taco, but I had shrimp taco, and I'm a major fan of taco. I am.
Yeah.
Do you like the hard crust or the hard shell or the soft shell?
Soft shell. I'm like original tacos all the way. I don't know where the hard shell really came from, but like original tacos the way like Mexicans do it, like back in my old neighborhood. They have like little carts where they make the tacos, and it's like they're always soft tacos. They never hard. But yeah, like the soft tacos, and like you could put fish and just like add all types of things, like tilapia taco, you know, and like put like some your regular seasoning, throw some avocados and tomatoes, and it's just like really delicious. I think it's awesome, and it's a nice light dish. Something to try.
That sounds really, really good. Ooh. Oh, wow. We've only got a minute left. We always talk and run our mouths until we look up. And oh, my gosh. Time really does fly when you're having fun, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're going to post some more recipes on our website, on our Facebook page, Late Night Girls. So check that out. Thanks for hanging with us to talk about food today. You can tell we must have been hungry, right?
Yeah, I'm about to go eat.
Listen, if nobody told you they loved you on this week, just know that we do, and more importantly, God does too. Thank you, babe. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful, fantabulous, awesome rest of the week. Yeah, and tune in next time, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.